At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
And the Vinny's projected 53-man Ravens roster coming up at 1:30. But let's get out to the phones. Let us go to White Barn Springing. Cliff, you on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Cliff, what's up?
Hey, man. I want to talk about the Orioles real quick, but I don't know what all the buzz about is with the Steelers, man. I tell you, they're putting all their eggs in the Rodgers basket. Good luck with that. That organization has wrecked their quarterback position. They didn't even – Fields last year was, what, 6-3. They took him out. They put – you know, they stunted his growth. They kicked him out of there. And now they're putting all their eggs in that basket. I think the general manager is going to get fired soon enough.
He just signed a new deal. He just signed a new deal, yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, good luck to them. At the Orioles, Bob, and you've been on this train for a while, and I know you're opining for him, but Rodgers, you have to evaluate your own locker room. What he is putting up there, man, he's just not a thrower. The guy is a pitcher. When days when he doesn't have every one of his pitches working, you know what the key to him is, Bob? He still throws those pitches. He doesn't bump it down to maybe I'm throwing two pitches. He still throws his whole arsenal. He's impossible. Now, teams that really want a number one starter, I mean, look what the Yankees did a couple years ago. They lost their international slot to get our catcher just to make sure
Garrett
they
Cole.
Got
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to make sure they could get, but it's still a good deal. You have to have that pitcher in the front end of it. And Bob, I don't know, man. If the birds are get ahead of themselves here, good for them. But the guy can pitch. He's just not a thrower. And man, this looks good in our rotation.
Yeah,
but I know how you feel about it, Bob. So I'll let you go. I know you like him.
All right. Well, I didn't 2 months ago or 3 months ago. And as a matter of fact, opening, I was like, this guy, what the hell? And then Stauer starts to rake earlier. But like fans, you sit there, you got to be patient. We just talk about being irrational and watch everything play out in real time. And he's been brilliant. And the Cliff's point about not having his best stuff, he didn't on Sunday and weaseled himself out, or pitched himself, I should say, more appropriately, out of jams and still finished with, what, Nolan, 9 Ks against the game on a Sunday afternoon against Houston. I mean, he was laboring for him. He walked 3 guys. He was behind in counts, but found a way to get out of jams. And that's what good pitchers do. Some melt down and, you know, limit their I only got the fastball today. Now, if your fastball is that good and you can just get it done, like Sandy Koufax, then go for it. But I can't praise this guy anymore. I mean, this is as good as we've seen from an Oriole pitcher ever. I mean, 10, 11 straight games, two runs or less. I mean, what the hell?
I mean, it's gotten to a point where if he doesn't go seven innings, I'm saying, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, he gets up three runs, we're going to be ragging on him the next day.
Exactly. I mean, it's been that dialed in. It's been that consistent that you're right. I haven't seen anything like it. And you mentioned the velocity. Well, he doesn't even really throw that hard. I mean, what's his fastball? 94?
Yeah, high end? Crank at the 95, 96. Every
right,
now,
maybe.
Yeah.
But still, you're seeing the swing and miss stuff. And the other day, the velocity wasn't up. It was in that 93 range. But he knows where to put it. To Cliff's point, the difference between somebody that's just rearing back and throwing as hard as they can and someone who's mixing and matching, setting guys up, trying to get them to whiff. And Rodgers right now, every time you hear him talk, he's kind of harping on the mental side of things. Maybe it was that simple for him that these past couple of years, if he had a bad outing, he's just beating himself up saying, you stink. You're never going to get this back. I don't care what it was. I mean, he's delivering right now.
What are you looking forward from Bradish? Not just tonight, but number one for me is health. Health.
Mm-hmm.
Stay healthy. Be good. Because then in the offseason, if Bradish is air quotes back with Rodgers, you got something at the top of the rotation. Still need another, maybe even two. Orioles keep saying Grayson will be ready for spring training, but we've Fred Astaire that thing before. So I'll believe that when I see it. But Bradish being back to what he was pre-injury, man, that would be huge for them.
Oh, absolutely. Next year for sure. And I think you're right. I mean, don't push anything tonight. Don't push anything really for the rest of this season at all. It's just a matter of getting him comfortable on the mound again. But for tonight, I'd anticipate him being extra amped up. Maybe he's a tick up on the fastball velocity because he's just got adrenaline going. And maybe kind of protect him from himself in that regard. You know, if he's dealing, I got no problems with pulling him a little bit early if it means that he ends it an inning clean. You know, if he finds himself in a jam and now, you know, you're pulling him in the middle of an inning, I don't know. I think if he's gives you like five solid innings and he's working clean, maybe just one or two runs, pitch count could be low, but I'd still say let's end on a high note. You know?
And no doubt. And they're going up. He's going up against the Boston, one of the most potent offenses in baseball. Even the Orioles kept him relatively quiet at Fenway last week. And for the most part, Sagano made two bad pitches, and that was kind of the difference of the game, other than that 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position thing. But, yeah, you're going up against a team with everything to play for in the Red Sox. So I think that alone will amp them up. Like, I'll take these bats and shove them up your rear ends. Take this back to Beantown, a-holes.
Plus, with it being at home, you know, the crowd's going to give him a great reception when he goes out there to pitch the first. I think, you know, first inning especially, he might be kind of a little tuned up.
We got more American League East baseball in general at 1:15. AL East Report and Beyond updated standings. Another flippage of first place in the NL West, for instance. But Nate Davis, USA Today, joins us for NFL Lunch. What do you think about a Ravens-Packers Super Bowl? I think we'd all take it, right?
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.